Day is, gosh, help me, the 7th? August 7th, 2019. And we're going to do lesson number 202. It's called Gluing in the Lungs, Part 2. And we have, for those of you that are regulars, we did visit this lesson a little while ago, and I'm revisiting it he adds, we didn't go through the whole thing, and he adds a whole different dimension in this lesson than what we've done. And I found it just really, well, fun and very useful for myself. So in saying that, we always start on our backs with your arms down by your side, your legs are long. And we always begin by checking in and starting to observe how we're resting on the floor. So noticing what parts of you are making contact with the floor. We'll say what parts maybe aren't. And then to bring your awareness, as I just mentioned a few moments ago, to your breath and your breathing. Right? So you just observe. You're not going to change anything about it. You just want to observe how you inhale, your inhalation, where you inhale, and then your exhalation. So for most of us, it's a combination of taking a breath in the chest and the belly, right? And the belly is actually your diaphragm at work. So just so that you understand, we really don't take a breath there, but as the breath and the air travels into our lungs, it pushes on the diaphragm, which expands. And the diaphragm is a muscle that is connected to your lower back. Hence, why one could have lower back problems is they don't breathe. So we kind of automatically go to paying attention to our front side with our breath and breathing. So now I'd like you to take yourself and your mind and your thought to your backside, right? So your lungs are from the top of the shoulder blade down to where the bottom of your ribs, and they're on the inside right of your ribs. So if you take your mind and thought there, you can feel the expansion of the lungs on the backside. So those ribs spread a little bit apart and then they come closer to the floor. And with you drawing attention to this area and bringing this awareness to yourself, I'm going to let you right now suggest, that's the word, not let you, but suggest, when in doubt, hallucinate. So if you think, what in the world is she talking about? Use your imagination. So with the description I give you, if you're like, I still don't feel anything, imagine. Right, just imagine the back of the lungs expanding and imagine those ribs separating and that they come a little closer to the floor. And so what's different with this lesson today, what we've done in the past, right, is I've talked about your lungs to expand and contract like balloons. So everybody knows what a balloon is, right? Where you blow up a balloon and then you can let the air out, right? And because that seems to represent our lungs, feel the most similar. And then today what we're going to change out is instead of air, we're going to fill your lungs up with liquid. And we're going to see how liquid changes your experience. So as we continue, you're going to draw attention to your right side, your right lung. And on your inhalation, you're going to begin to imagine that this right lung expands, right? Because you're inhaling, that it gets longer and it gets wider. So we're just going to focus on the inhalation. So as you take a breath in and you expand just the right lung, it gets longer and wider. And because the lung is expanding, you feel the ribs on the front, along the right side of you, and on the right back side expand. And then you just let it go. So you never hold your breath. You take a breath in, you pay attention, and then you let it go. So we just are going to draw attention to your inhalation today. And you just let your thought go on the exhalation. It becomes too much to pay attention to. So just the inhalation. And see if you can feel all the way down to the diaphragm, down to your belly. Right? This expansion, all on the right side. So the diaphragm moves down, down your belly, slightly out to the right side of your waist, right? Because your diaphragm, again, is attached to your lower back, your fourth lumbar, which is right where your belly button is. So on the back side of your belly button, and actually the front side of your spine, is where the diaphragm attaches. And as the diaphragm moves down, that right lung gets to continue to expand. So again, you just focus on this lengthening and expansion of the right lung on your inhalation, and then when you exhale, you just let it go. Okay, and then we're going to pause for a moment. And just to create a little bit of movement, go ahead and bend your legs. Bring your feet to a standing position. So your heels are lined up with your buttocks. And those of you that are, again, regulars, you know this movement of tilting your pelvis. So you're going to go from flattening your lower back, that area right behind the belly button, to arching that area like you're going to sit on the tailbone. So there's no lifting. You don't lift your butt. You're just rocking through your pelvis so that you flatten it, beautiful, and then you arch it. And you feel a tug on your whole spine all the way up to your head. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, let that go. Bring your legs long again. And now we're going to draw attention over to the left side. So I think last time when we did the lung lesson, we stayed on the right side. Now we're going to go back and forth. So you're going to come to the left side. And again, you're going to draw attention just on the inhalation. Again, thinking of and witnessing how you inhale this expansion of the left lung. And one of the first things to notice is whether or not this left lung expands in the same fashion as the right lung. So many of us use one lung quite a bit more than the other. So just observing and witnessing, does it expand in all directions? Does it push down against the diaphragm so you feel the expansion down in your belly on the left side? How do you witness the inhalation of the left lung? How is it different than the right side? Is this side easier or not as easy? And continue to see this left lung expand in all directions, and again, then seeing the diaphragm moves down the belly, out to the side of your waist. That's it. And then let's take a pause from that. You can bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and gently tilt your pelvis again, flattening the lower back and arching it, feeling the tug along your spine all the way to your head, which means the ribs are moving. Means the diaphragm is moving, in particular, when you arch the lower back and you expand the belly, right? It's the diaphragm. So that L4, L5 area raises away from the floor. That's where you arch. And that frees up the diaphragm to push out and down forward. You want to refrain from ever sucking your belly in. That is not useful. Excellent. Let that go, lengthen your legs, and rest. And just see what your experience now is like resting on your back, the contact, your awareness of the two lungs, of the two sides. Okay, so now you're going to come up to sitting, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together, and you're going to place your hands interlaced behind your head. And now you're going to hang your head forward and let your elbows drop forward and away towards your feet and knees. So really let your head and elbows hang, right? There you go. So in a way you're stretching out your neck, okay? You're going to bring your awareness back to your right lung in this position, and you're going to focus on the inhalation and feeling primarily the expansion in the back, right? So you're kind of compressing the front side of yourself because of this position. So you think of the back side. Can you move your hands up? This is your head. You don't want, yeah, not behind your neck. Just really, yes. Let those elbows, yes. Let that, there you go. And then feel here. So think of the air coming in. And now change the air into liquid. Can you imagine? That's it. The right side of the lung filling up with fluid. And again, you feel the expansion on your backside. Let's slide these hands a little. Yes. And then just see if you can come forward. Yeah. There you go. And then right here where my hand is, think of this filling up and expanding. So you expand on the inhalation, and then it shrinks. It's like all the fluid drains out on the exhalation. Yeah, see if you can bring your hand, there you go, and rest your elbows, working too hard. There you go. Excellent. Okay, let's pause for a moment. Bring your head up. Bring your arms next to you and slightly behind you. Straighten your legs out in front of you. So it's like you're leaning back on your hands. Please spread your feet a little bit. That's, relax your legs. Relax. Okay, there you go. Okay, so now in this position, and maybe lean back a little bit more on your hands, right? There you go. You're going to start to look up towards the ceiling. So you're going to now take an inhalation in and bring your attention still with the right lung. You're going to fill the right side, the front side up with liquid. So just on your inhalation, just the right lung, and then you let it go. So with you leaning back on your hands, and yes, you could even lean back on your forearms if you want. If you want to put your elbows down, there you go. And look up to the ceiling so your chest is long, and fill the right lung, and then let it go. Excellent. Okay, bring yourself up to sitting again. Sit with the soles of your feet together if you can, or cross your legs. You can cross your ankles if you need to, but let's try soles of your feet together. Hands next to you. Okay, so put your hands next to you, Corinne. There you go. And now we're going to try both positions. So first of all, in this sitting position, round, drop your head, even though your hands are next to you. Fold. Take a breath in and expand the left lung on the back side. Then release it, and then you're going to arch your back, look up towards the ceiling, and take another breath in on the right side. And feel the expansion on the front side. So you first have the head dropping, then you arch. So you go from rounding, one breath, to arching the second breath. And of course you have to exhale in between, right? So on the inhale, you go from when you round, you're inhaling on the back side, you release the air, and then you start to arch, inhaling and expanding the front side, releasing the air, starting to fold, inhale, and feel the backside. So you have to go kind of like you guys are, slow, right? Don't rush it. And all doing this with your right lung only, the right side. That's it. Okay, and let's rest on your backs. And when you go to resting with your legs long, your arms down by your side, without encouraging anything, just observe, just witness your breath and your breathing. If there's any difference on the right side compared to the left side, has the volume changed? Is there a more expansiveness and an ease with that lung? Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Soles of your feet together. Interlace your hands behind your head. And you're going to do the non-habitual interlacing. So that means you change over your fingers by one. Drop your head and elbows to hang forward. Bring your attention to the left lung. Once again on the back side. Because you're hanging forward, you're compressing your front side. And you're going to feel the expansion of the backside under the ribs, all the way up underneath your shoulder blade. Really let your head hang, right? So some of you, this is new, how to hang your head. So you want to compress your whole front side. Bend forward. If you really let yourself hang, your elbows may even touch your legs. And you just focus on the inhalation with the left side. Can you drop this a little? Yes, 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 yes. You work so hard. That's it. And your feet can be a little further away, so it's easier. That's it, to round. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're really rounding your back, right? So you're opening up the back side. Excellent. Okay, so now you're going to put your hands next to you. You're going to lengthen your legs away from you, spread apart, lean back. Some of you went down to your elbows. If you'd like to do that, that's fine. Tilt your head towards the ceiling so you open the front side of you. And again, only the inhalation, paying attention to this left lung. Opening, expanding. So you take a breath in, you expand it, and then you release it. Nice. Okay. Come back up. Sit with the soles of your feet together, your hands next to you. You're going to combine these two. So your hands are next to you. And as you drop your head and you fold, you expand the backside of the left lung on the inhalation. Then you release it. And then you take another breath on the left side and look up and focus on the front side expanding. And then when you release the air, you come back to center and then you slowly round. So you go from rounding to arching. When you're rounding, you're expanding the back side of the left lung. When you're arching, you're expanding the front side. And you go slow, allowing yourself to pause in between where you exhale. There's no hurry, there's no rush, nowhere to get to. Excellent. And let's let that go and rest again on your back. So when you come to your back, your legs are long, arms are long, and you just allow your breath and breathing to go wherever it does, and you're just in witnessing and observation. What's happened now? How do you feel different? And now as you continue on lying on the ground, we'll bring our attention and awareness back over to the right lung and bringing this thought and this idea of liquid. So with your next inhalations, you're going to begin to sense that this right lung now fills up with liquid, and how it lengthens and expands on the right side. And make sure that you allow yourself exhalations. So if you just keep inhaling, you'll hyperventilate. So you fill up with liquid, and sometimes, or very often, I should say, in the beginning, you don't fill the whole lung with liquid, right? Just part of it. So you expand it, and then you let it go. And then each time, you can see if it fills up more with liquid. And it's okay that the whole lung doesn't fill up with liquid. You just start wherever you start and see what happens for you. For me, the lung doesn't fill all the way up with liquid. It takes me time to get there. Do you fill the lung up from the bottom or from the top? And does it expand, for example, just on the back side or evenly? Right? So if it fills up from the bottom, does the bottom on all sides fill up and it moves up, right? Like if you're pouring, let's say, juice or milk or water into a glass, right? It expands from the bottom up on all sides. How do you imagine this expansion for yourself? And certainly it can begin at the top. Certainly, it can begin on the entire back side of the lung. So there's no rights and wrongs. It's what occurs for you. Excellent. Let's just take a little pause, let go of it. Bring your attention to the left lung, the left side. And again, just allow what naturally occurs for you. You're thinking of liquid now instead of air. And how does it fill up? Or can you change the way that this left lung expands with liquid? What is it like to try to expand the whole back side of the lung first, right? So it's all in your mind and your thought. Or you can think of the bottom of the lung, which is down where your belly button, the lower ribs are, that presses against the diaphragm. It fills up from there on all sides. So there isn't a right or wrong. And it's very interesting to shift your awareness to filling up this left lung from different perspectives. And how the expansion encourages movement of your lung and your ribs and your spine in a different way. Excellent. Okay, and let that all go and just let your mind rest. It can feel like a lot of concentration, a lot of focus. So now you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing again. And while continuing on your back, I'm going to have you interlace your hands and bring them behind your head. So again, your head, not your neck. You never want to put your hands behind your neck. Always your head. That's it. Okay? So, and then in this position, in a moment, you're going to lift your head to fold the front side. So you want to fold your chin and face to look at the space in between your knees. And you want to stay folded. So you're compressing the front side. And you're going to focus on taking a breath in on the back side, expanding the right side and the left side equally and your spine. So your head and hands are lifted away from the floor. You hold it up as long as you can. So in this configuration, you think of your entire back side expanding and pressing into the floor. Everything but your neck. And shoot for 2 or 3 inhales, and then you can lower your head to pause and rest. Take a breath or two there, and then come back to it. So it gives you an opportunity to really feel the backside of these lungs expanding, your spine expanding, pressing into the floor, the sides of you getting wider, and the whole front side of you is compressed. And you can choose to do the inhalation and expansion with air or liquid. So again, you try 2 or 3 breaths, and then you come back to a pause, give it a little rest, and then come back to it. You guys are doing awesome. My newbies are doing fabulous. Who knew that you could concentrate so much on breath, right? That's it. So finish this last round for yourself. When you're done, lower your head. Lengthen your legs, your arms, rest on your back, let it all go, let your mind go, and just witness how you go into a rhythm with your breath and your breathing and what your experience is like now. So, and it's things like being sick that really affect the use of our lungs, having an accident, right? Just even a common cold, being stuffed up, right, on one side, how we end up using one lung versus the other lung. Sometimes we're not even aware that we're not using one lung. So see if there's a greater sense of your breath and breathing on both your front and back side now. Right? So that you're more like a cylinder, right? There's expansion for yourself in all directions. You're more three-dimensional. Okay, and for those of you that left your glasses on, if you don't mind taking them off, just put them next to you for a moment. You're gonna now roll over onto your stomach. You're gonna bring your hands for the moment up under your forehead so that your forehead is resting on the back of your hands. And this is gonna once again, in a different way, draw attention to your backside. So the fact that you're lying on your stomach, it's compressing the front side. So once again, bring awareness to your backside. Bring awareness to your inhalation. You can choose to expand both lungs, one lung at a time, then both lungs with air, then shift to liquid. And what is it like to sense the backside expanding now up towards the ceiling? So all the way down to your tailbone, through the lower back, your mid back, the upper back, your spine lifts in between your shoulder blades, the whole length of your trunk expands. And again, it's your choice to use liquid, to use air. You just focus on the inhalation and then you let it all go during the exhalation. And the expansion even goes out to your sides. And there is expansion on the front side as well. You can feel the belly, the diaphragm, wanting to push into the floor more, right? So how do you allow your awareness and attention to be more global, three-dimensional with you, right? So it's really expanding your thought, your mind, your intention. And again, watch and observe what happens during your exhalation. The emptying of the lungs. So the more that you empty out the lungs, the more room there is to expand the lungs. And often for people that are experiencing any kind of lower back issues, just this breath and breathing alone in the lower back feels amazing. Right? It's like for many people can be the beginning of movement in their lower back that they've been holding, or they've been holding their belly in, right? To have a flat abdomen, which tightens the lower back. It's silly. Beautiful. Okay, and let it go. Let's roll over onto your backs. If you want to place your glasses on again, you can, or leave them by your side for the rest of the lesson. And when you come back onto your back, legs long, arms long, again, just notice what that did, what changed. Right? So with this work, what Moshe does, right, is he creates variations. And each of these variations are an invitation for you to experience something different and new. One variation might talk a lot stronger to you than another variation. And the person lying next to you has a very different experience. Hence, the importance of lots of variations. So you may have felt like, wow, when we did the head lifting, I could really feel things expand more than on my stomach, or vice versa, right? So it's an opportunity for you to continue to feel things differently. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. Sit with the soles of the feet together, your hands somewhere comfortably next to you, or if you want to try your hands behind your head, where you're going to combine these two movements. So you're going to fold forward as you take a breath in, hang your head, compress the front side, and all the expansion goes to your backside. Then you will lift your head and elbows. As you take a breath in, expand the front side. And again, then you pause to exhale in between. And then when you start to round and fold your head and elbows, you take a breath in, feeling the entire backside of you expand. The front side compresses. And as some of you have done, which is absolutely fine to do, if it's too much for the hands to be behind your head, you can continue the same movement with your hands next to you. And also pay attention. It's really great to watch. So some of you in the very beginning when we did this didn't move the lower back, right? So now many of you are really, you're rounding the lower back. You're rounding the upper back when you fold forward. And it doesn't matter where the hands are, but you're rounding, like you become like a giant letter C, so that you expand that lower back. That's where we're afraid to have the expansion. And then when you lift up, you arch the lower back. You arch the upper back. Your chest expands as you fill the lungs up on the front side. And now as you just continue to go through the movement a few more times, you ask yourself, you check in and you go, are there any places, are there little crevices where I'm not moving, where I'm not expanding? Can you really, really round the entire spine? Are you afraid? Is there some fear there of an area in your back that you're like, wow, I haven't done this before, right? That you've been stagnant. So can you let that tailbone tuck under? Let the lower back round, the mid back, the neck. And then when you go to arch, can you let everything arch? Push the belly out. Sit more on the tailbone. Lift the elbows, lift the throat, right? So where are there areas that stay stuck for you, right? So you start to really draw some very specific attention and awareness to the quality and the smoothness of the folding and expansion, and then the arching and the expansion. And there's always a little bit more room to improve, right? There's always like, oh, I bet I could move a little bit more here and expand. And that only comes from your awareness that you haven't been expanding there. Do you expand more when you're folding or when you're arching? Right? So every time I take your mind to a different thought, it creates a whole new experience. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs again. Huh. Who knew breathing was a lot of work, right? And really what's a lot of work is being so attentive to one's breath, right? So as you lie there again, just notice your experience now, right? So now you're not asking yourself to do anything, you're just witnessing. And can you experience and feel and sense that your expansion is greater in all directions? It's smoother, it's more even. It's like you crawled inside there and expanded those lungs and your body, right? The ribs, everything, your spine in all directions. But there's a smoothness about it, right? There's an ease. And with that, how does it feel to lie on your back now? Are the places that felt somewhat uncomfortable when you first came in to lie on your back on the floor, are those areas more comfortable now? Is the floor more your friend? And are there any places left with your breath and your breathing that you feel like you still could expand more? Right? So just noticing, even if it's like one rib. Right? So like I have a client right now who broke some ribs. And it's, I'm telling you, it's incredible. You break some ribs and you stop breathing. Breathing hurts when you have broken ribs. So you stop. And then people don't realize when the ribs start to heal, they're still not breathing on that side, right? So, you know, are there some places that you're like, oh, I could expand more? And just noticing that, just having that awareness in your thought will change it. And then slowly and gently, you're going to roll your head to the left and to the right, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And see how that feels. Does your neck somehow feel looser, freer? Again, a greater sense of ease. And then taking your time in a moment, you're going to roll to a side and eventually come to sitting and standing. Those of you that are regulars can think about the previous lessons that we worked on that had to do with rolling to your side, sitting and standing, to eventually come up to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.